It's the radio segment that's sticking by Ellen DeGeneres. Even though she threw the green room lamp at him for smiling too much. Laser stories.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
It's a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other jerk waddles just don't. This first laser story is out of Detroit. 20-year-old guy named Zach Quixley was having a loud party last weekend, so some buzzkill had the cops come to break it up.
Okay, well, I mean, we've all been there at the party, right?
Totally.
Not the one calling the cops.
Yeah.
And while they were there, one of the guy's neighbors decided to help in getting rid of the crowd.
Okay.
He's 47-year-old Chris Hogarth, and Chris walked out and started arguing with Zach, who told him to go back inside and mind his own business.
Yeah.
Classic neighbor fight.
I know, right?
So Chris did go back inside, but then he came back out with a shotgun.
What? Oh, my God! Whose business is it now?
Oh, my God. This sounds like the neighborhood I grew up in when I was little. Not even lying.
Except a wedding would happen right after that. The cops heard a shotgun being racked and saw Chris standing on his porch holding it. And when they ordered him to drop it, he went back inside and eventually gave himself up. Also turned out, Chris was super drunk.
Ah.
Weird.
Huh.
This is more and more like Brooke's hometown.
Yeah.
He's facing charges now for possession of a firearm while intoxicated. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, one of the cops was quoted as saying, "If you're trying to help break a party up, please don't be crazier than the person throwing it."
Seriously, dude.
Dude, he was just sad he didn't get invited, you guys.
This next laser story is out of Clearwater, Florida. A 24-year-old guy named Delmatrice Wilson was the passenger in a car accident recently, and he wanted to get away before the cops got there because he's a drug dealer and had a backpack full of drugs.
Ain't nobody got time for that. So
good reason not to want to be there when the cops showed up.
Yep. So he took off running and hid in the first building he spotted.
Okay.
Only he probably should have looked a little closer before he did.
Uh-oh.
Because Delmatrice didn't realize it was a fire station.
Those big doors and the bright red cars didn't give it away.
It's like running into a jail cell and shutting the door and being like, I'm hiding.
Yeah.
The firefighters inside were all having dinner and they watched him try and hide in the docking bay right by the big fire engine.
You idiot.
So they called the cops and Delmatrice was arrested.
Why are firefighters always so chill?
I feel like
they, none of them even stood up in between bites of spaghetti or whatever they were eating. They're like,
His backpack had codeine, crack, marijuana, and even more goodies inside.
Dang, this guy's like a street pharmacist.
So he's been charged with drug trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Delmatrice isn't good at two things now. He's not good at drug dealing or hide and seek.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the friendly skies. If you haven't heard, the citizens of Taiwan haven't been able to travel outside the country during the coronavirus pandemic.
Okay.
And that has some of them very desperate.
Mm-hmm.
So EVA Airline is stepping up to celebrate Father's Day in Taiwan. The airline's offering a trip on its super popular Hello Kitty Dream Jet.
Whoa, they have a Hello Kitty Dream Jet?
I'm sorry, but if I gifted that to my husband for Father's Day, that sounds like his own personal hell.
The only catch, the trip has no destination. It will take off from the Taipei airport, fly around for 3 hours, and then return to the same airport.
Oh,
dude. That's so sad.
While in the air, guests on this short getaway will be able to text using Wi-Fi and view in-flight Hello Kitty entertainment programming, all while being spoiled with Hello Kitty-style amenities. Not to mention a Hello Kitty-shaped burger meal will be served up by a Michelin 3-star chef.
Okay.
But I would still have bad luck if me and my dad would get, like, middle seats where, like, the seat doesn't work. Like, dang it, why are we by the bathrooms?
Oh, a ticket for the Hello Kitty Father's Day flight will cost around $180 for economy seats, $215 for business class.
Okay, that's actually not as bad as a normal flight, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And the airline says it's already booked out with a huge waiting list.
Oh,
dude,
my God.
That is shocking.
This can't be for
dads,
no,
right?
I mean, what father wants to spend their day taking their kids through TSA security and then watching Hello Kitty?
I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the dads over in Taiwan are just cool.
Yeah, that could be.
They just have cool dads over there. This next laser story is out of the land of the rich and famous. The numbers are in, and the rich keep getting richer.
Well, I hate these reports. It just makes me depressed.
But according to Forbes, these are the top five celebrities who can charge the most per Instagram post.
Ooh, I'm curious.
This is nice.
Reminder, this is just for a single post. All right.
These are going to be more than like salaries.
Oh, for sure.
So number five is pop star Ariana Grande.
Oh, we're starting at five? With yeah. Her?
She can charge $853,000 per post.
Oh, my God. What? I would retire.
Are you
post.
Joking?
Nope.
$853,000 per post.
Yes. Number Dude. Four is socialite Kim Kardashian at $858,000 per post.
Dude, I would think she's at least a million.
I was excited about the $20 we were asking for on Cameo. Right? I mean, and we're giving that money to charity.
I know, Brooke.
World-renowned soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo is at $889,000.
Oh, dude, my God.
He's like the highest soccer player in the world.
Highest paid soccer player.
Then yeah, what did I say?
You said he's highest soccer player.
Oh, it's well, fine. Probably that, too. He can put a lot of drugs.
But here's the thing. They're never endorsing, like, name brand stuff. It's, like, always, like, weird, yeah, like, detox teas and stuff. How do these companies have so much money?
It is weird. Foot pads.
Right.
Kylie Jenner can charge $986,000 per post.
Wait, she's not number one?
Nope. The celebrity who can charge the most money in the world per Instagram is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I mean, he posted about French toast the other day, and I wanted it.
Yeah.
I don't know if French toast paid for that or not, but
everything
I really like it.
Yeah.
He just seems like he has his life so together.
Well, every day, though, he's like, you guys, you're mana. We all have mana. We all love. We have energy. Now watch me make a margarita.
Yeah.
And it's like 20 million views. Yeah, totally. By the way, this is my tequila. I'm like, what? How does he charge? Oh.
He has 190 million followers and gets paid $1 million for a single blurb.
I'm not liking any of these things ever again.
You go unlike.
I'm refusing.
Other people who just missed the list included Selena Gomez and Beyonce, who make a paltry $850,000 per post.
Dang.
I've never seen Beyonce put up a sponsored post.
Yeah, why should she? For only $850,000?
Yeah, that's
not worth it. Poor Beyonce. Point. Let's start a GoFundMe for her.
Yeah,
I feel bad.
Yeah, she needs it.
What if this guy was an influencer? How much would he charge? Maybe a couple lettuce leaves and a dirty video.
There we go.
It doesn't cost very much. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. It means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.